in a podcast in the frame of Spectacolo Erasmus Plus project. We are discussing with Ioanna Karagiorgou, who attended several of the workshops of this project. Ioanna, good morning. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what drew you to participate in the Spectacolo workshops?
So, good morning. I've studied stage design in Italy and silversmithing in Greece. But I haven't done much with stage design because here in Greece it's very difficult if you are not in a cycle trader to this profession. So I'm making several creative things such as jewelry, decorative objects, puppets, whatever comes to my mind. Usually in summers I'm going to work in touristic season, as many of Greeks do for the living. That I was doing also 2 years ago. That I had an accident, a serious accident, and make me stay inside home for a long time. And that's how these workshops appear, which were really what I needed at the moment, considering also the fact that I was inside the house, and the fact that they were online helped me a lot. I choose them all because are all concern me and were of great interest. And that's how this started, this began.
Okay. Concerning that you mentioned before that you participate to several workshops, what were your expectations before starting the workshops? And how did the experience compare to them?
At first, the truth is that I didn't expect much, given the fact that they were online workshops. So I thought it would be difficult to do the course properly. But when they started, I was surprised by the high level knowledge of the tutors and their artistic approach. They were really great.
What was the most valuable lesson or skill you learned during the workshop? And how do you plan to apply it in your future work in the theater or performing art sector?
I gained several valuable educational, technical and practical skills, and all this helped my self-confidence and increased my professional opportunities. I will definitely use all these skills in future jobs.
Okay, and could you share with us an example of a project or idea you developed during the workshop and walk us through your creative process?
Okay, it was an assignment for developing an idea for the stage design for a theatrical play. So first of all, I read the theatrical play, and then I started doing my research both on the play and the author, but also on the social phenomena of the time the play was written, on the trends of the time, on the fashion, on how the houses and the furniture were, if they had electricity at the time the play refers, and all this stuff, general research around many things that the play refers. And then I started making some sketches to see how I would transfer my idea to paper and how functional it was in relation to the play. And that's how my idea got on paper.
What is your point of view about the participants from different countries and artistic tradition impact, your understanding of the workshops? For example, stage design or light design that you attended these workshops?
So this was very interesting. I mean, the fact that we were people from different places of the world, all this blending of culture and community. It was very interesting to hear how they manage problems and how they make the stage design or the light design, especially the participant from Africa, because it wasn't a given that our standard data was also for them the same, and vice versa, of course. So I found all this very interesting.
Okay, and what was the most challenging aspect of the workshop, and how did you overcome it?
The most challenging aspect was how I could understand a practical lesson through a computer screen, how I could do the exercise of a practical issue through Zoom. I overcame all this due to the very good and methodical way of the presentation in every lesson, but also by trying to have a clear idea of what I wanted to say so I could explain it as best as possible.
And how did the use of online tools and virtual collaboration affect the way that you approach in this workshop?
All this affected in a very positive way. It means that I didn't did this before, so it was my first time. So all this use of the online tools, I find it very positive.
Yes, and if you could give one piece of advice to someone considering joining a workshop like this, what would it be?
Of course, to do it without a second thought. They are really excellent workshops, and they have only to give to someone and to expand his knowledge in any field he chooses. It is an artistic journey of a high level. Really, all the tutors were excellent, with lot of knowledge that they simply shared with us. It was a great experience, and I want to thank you so much for this creative journey.
Well, now, do you think that now you are able to take care of a project on stage or in a TV studio, cinema studio, about a theater play or a script, a scenario that somebody will give you?
Yes, with all these skills that I gained from all these workshops, I believe that I would be able, through also my own personal research, to be able to do it. And also, after these workshops, I worked also in a theatrical play, in Gogol's Inspector, at Topos Alou Theatre. And it was a very great experience.
In the official website of the project, were all the presentation made by the tutors during the workshop? Did you use them to clarify some things and take answers to the questions you possibly have?
Of course, I have seen them several times, and I go back to all these presentations very often for whatever I need. They are very helpful.
Thank you very much, Ioanna.
Thank you.
It was a podcast in the frame of a spectacular Erasmus Plus project made by the Center of Higher Education in Theatre Studies between the tutor and theatre director Nicholas Kantzis and Ioanna Karagiorgou, participant in the stage, costume and light design workshops.